From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. defense spokesman Tuesday said a U.S. drone strike last week killed al-Qaeda leader Abu Afghan al-Masri in northwest Syria.
Al-Masri, an Egyptian, originally joined al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, later moved to its Syrian affiliate. He had ties to terrorist groups operating throughout Southwest Asia, including groups responsible for attacking U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan and those plotting to attack the West.
And Peter Cook said al-Masri's removal from the battlefield is another blow to al-Qaeda in Syria. Meanwhile, U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Tuesday that Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, about Syria.
The Secretary and the Foreign Minister talked about the importance of continuing to work towards a cessation of hostilities in trying to find ways to get that cessation of hostilities in a place where it can lead to a resumption of political talks and to try to build a framework that can make sense for that cessation of hostilities to actually work.
Meanwhile, monitors in and near the embattled city Aleppo report Russian-backed Syrian forces are pushing deeper into opposition-occupied neighborhoods. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said they pounded the area with airstrikes and barrel bombs as ground troops advanced in a key eastern district. A report Tuesday quoting a military source said at least six Cameroonian soldiers were killed Monday in an attack by Boko Haram militants on a Lake Chad army base manned by a regional anti-insurgent force. Cameroon joined Chad, Nigeria, Niger, and Benin in forming a joint force to combat the Sunni insurgency. Meanwhile, UN official Toby Lancer warned Tuesday up to 1 million people around Lake Chad are cut off from humanitarian aid by Boko Haram. And jihadist fighters are said to be overrunning villages in northeastern Nigeria, forcing hundreds to flee. This is VOA News.